All right, folks, glad to hear the excitement, glad to have everybody on the call. Welcome to the Zambit Energy National Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bera Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Zambit Energy. Say it with me. And you can be too. Yes, you can. Guys, this great event that we had. We're going to do a recap very quickly. I'm going to get out of the way and get this party started. Please welcome to the call our founding national consultant and number one income earner for the 11th year, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call, sir.
Hey, Bear, I appreciate it. I tell you, it was an exciting ambition, and we've got a packed call tonight. I want to encourage everybody that's on the call now, if you can text somebody, get your people on the call. There's going to be a lot of great information. We're, of course, going to recap all the announcements. But most importantly, about once or twice a year, we're able to get Jerry Thompson Jr., our CEO, and Chris Chambliss, our CMO, on the call. And just do what you can. Get as many people on this call as possible. Hopefully we haven't packed out the lines. We got a whole bunch of extra lines, so I don't think that's going to be an issue as it has been in the past. Hey, I don't know about everybody on this call, but I've gotten texts, I've gotten emails, I've gotten phone calls. I mean, it's just been going crazy. And more importantly, the indicator to me is that I've gotten text messages about people joining Ambit Energy as consultants. So, you know, people have left Ambition fired up about what's going on with our company, and instead of all the positive thought of thinking that they're going to go do something or whatever, people are moving into massive positive action, and that's really, really exciting to see. So, you know, I want to hop right into it. Call probably run a little bit longer than normal. And the first person I want to bring to the call is our Chief Executive Officer, co-founder of Ambit Energy, Jerry Thompson. Jerry, are you with us?
Hi, Brian. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just great. I appreciate you taking time to get on to the call this evening. And I want to hop right into it, Jerry, and just ask you a few questions and get your insight on some things. You know, at Ambition, you talked about how the global energy markets were changing, you know, kind of from the current model, which is oil and gas based, to a new model, which is moving towards electricity. You made some comments about Shell Energy and their moves in that direction. But could you talk a little bit about that and the impact that sort of market shift or change has on us at Ambit Energy and our opportunity?
I can, Brian. And first of all, it's great to be on the call with you again. And thanks to all of you out there for everything you do to help make Ambit what it is. My theme this year at Ambition was the best is yet to come, and there are really four main reasons I tried to put out there as to why I believe that so strongly. First is our primary product is electricity. Second, the expansion opportunities to come. Third is the quality of our IT systems and what a differentiator in the marketplace that is for us. And lastly, it's all about our Ambit people, which we always think and have always felt is what separates one company from another. So when we go to the first one, talking about electricity, all across the world right now, the demand for energy is increasing as countries everywhere prosper. And if you know, we take it for granted, but energy is the vital hidden ingredient in almost every product and service that we consume in our everyday lives. Right now, society is facing two competing challenges: how to provide more energy to a rapidly growing world population, and how to simultaneously minimize the pollution from the energy that we consume. And it's a complicated trade-off and all about matching the least polluting fuel source required for each particular activity. And I put out the example that, you know, in some industries, like clothing and food manufacturing, they require low-temperature processes and involve mechanical activities, and electricity is perfectly suited for both of them. But other industries like iron, steel, cement, plastic, chemicals, you know, things of those natures require energy at extremely high temperatures, and most of these processes really cannot be electrified at all, and that's why they'll continue to depend on coal and other heavy oils. But the greatest transformation of all that's happening right now is the transition already happening in cars away from internal combustion engines and gasoline to electric vehicles. Forecasts now predict that 100% of all new cars sold will be electric in China and Western Europe by 2030. That's not too far away. And in the United States, 100% are forecasted to be electric by 2035. And many now believe that by 2050, all new cars sold worldwide will be electric vehicles. So you can begin to understand just how important electricity is in the future of the world. As a result of all these transformations, demand for oil is now expected to peak in 2025, and demand for natural gas is expected to peak around 2035. But the demand for electricity is expected to grow through the remainder of this century. And, you know, when you consider that electricity is fast becoming the energy of choice whenever possible, it's all because it's cleaner. And that's why electricity really is the future. And that's why the international oil giants are already adapting. You mentioned my comment I made about Shell, and that's just fascinating. For the past 100 years, Royal Dutch Shell has had just three business pillars: oil, gas, and chemicals. But this past year, for the very first time ever, Shell added a fourth pillar, electricity. And they explain that they're transitioning from the age of oil to the age of power. And that's, you know, that's just an incredibly bold statement for the largest oil company in the free world. And how great is it that Ambit's primary product is electricity? We're all selling a product that will only grow in demand throughout our lifetimes. And that's a product that everyone already uses. And how many products can make that claim? How many other direct selling companies can make that claim? And that's why I told everybody that Ambition, it's okay. It's okay to smile. This is a really good thing. You're in the right place at the right time with the right company selling the right products. And taking this a step further in how it impacts all of us, in addition to the long-term demand and the long-term residuals that can come to each of you from electricity, I believe that there's a handful of new states that will deregulate in the next few years. And that's great for everyone. Most regulated states, and I want to emphasize this because some people I've heard say, oh, every state in America is going to deregulate. Well, it may, but it may be a long, long time out, because right now I believe most regulated states will continue to resist breaking up their monopoly utilities. But three states are currently reconsidering the benefits of competition: Nevada, California, and Arizona. And they're doing it because they see a remarkable capital investments that have been made in deregulated markets. And those investments have been in cleaner and more efficient generation plants. They've been in modern transmission grids and smart meters. They've been in creative new products that were brought by competitors into those markets that give consumers new choices and lower prices. And Nevada is coming up to bat first. Their voters will be voting a required second time this coming November to amend their state constitution, which would require deregulation. And 2 years ago, when they had the first required vote, over 70% of the voters voted in favor of deregulation. So if the coming November vote passes as expected, deregulation in Nevada will become law, and competition will begin in probably 2 to 3 years. And when it comes to expansion, whether it's a new state or a new country, no other energy retailer has ever matched our organic rate of growth and market expansion. No other energy retailer has ever been able to introduce the competitive and unique products that Ambit has brought to the market, products that others couldn't match or took years to imitate. And that's where our IT systems give us such a strong competitive edge over everyone. And finally, lastly, no other energy retailer has the quality of people that Ambit has. We've always believed, and Chris and I from the very beginning when we started wanted to be the finest and most respected. We knew we had to have outstanding people and an outstanding system, and we always believed that people are the key differentiator of one company to another. That's, you know, what we have invested so heavily in. And today, we have the best people in both corporate and in our sales channel. So Ambit is going to be able to take advantage of this transition to the age of power in ways that others won't be able to duplicate. And that's why I feel so strongly that the best is yet to come.
Well, you know, Jerry, the incredible thing that new people, I think, you know, pick up from your comments is and from John Burke's comments, or the comment that Ambit really views themselves as an IT company. And for those of us that have been around for a while, we get it. You know, we take somebody who wants to get on Ambit services, and we put it into the computer, and you know, goes through the cloud, and you get an order, and then that order is transferred over to whatever incumbent provider it is and accepted, and then there's the data that goes back and forth in the billing, and so on and so forth, and all the financial transactions are all processed through data. And as such, you know, the IT infrastructure of our company is important. And one of the things that struck me was just the massive tens of millions of dollars that Ambit has and continues to put into IT infrastructure. And would you just take a minute or two to just give the girth of that, the scope of that, because I think it really shows the commitment that corporate has to the best is yet to come with the growth that's going to happen in the company in the years to come.
Sure, it's, you know, it's everything under the hood that we hope you never have to look under the hood to find. It's when we began Ambit, Chris and I, you know, what I just mentioned, when we said we wanted to be the finest, most respected energy provider in America, we knew that to be the finest, we had to have outstanding systems. That really came out of our telecom days, where we saw the winners and losers separated by who had great systems and those who didn't. So when we first teed up Ambit, we decided that we operationally had to have an outstanding data processor. We had to be an outstanding data processing company. And we looked for the off-the-shelf systems, the fast way, but quickly realized that nothing existed out there that would meet our needs. And so we decided to build our own. And that was a path no other retailer chose to take. In fact, they thought we were crazy to go down that path. But in telecom, we had done that before, and John Burke had done that before. So John was with us, and we had a great deal of confidence in him. And he pointed out in his remarks on Friday morning that we have spent $53 million building our back office systems. And the thing about it, it wasn't just thrown out and then we starved it for a while and then we came back again. It's been a consistent investment since our inception. And today we've got 150 people in our IT department. There's nothing like it anywhere else in the industry. And that enables us to offer the innovative, unique products that I mentioned earlier, and they're only feasible because of our software expertise and our IT processes, systems, and people. And that expertise, when you look at it, is an Ambit crown jewel. And, you know, John has always had the attitude that we have never let good enough be good enough, and we never will. And we'll always be insisting on improvement, that continuous, consistent improvement in everything that we do. So you'll continue to see a lot of new products roll out that will help you and your teams gather even more customers in the future. You know, electricity and natural gas, when you break it down, are commodity products. The quality of what our product is exactly the same as the quality of our competitors' products. But the products are differentiated by the features and the pricing plans and the service that we require provide as a company. And so that's how Ambit has consistently differentiated. You know, from off the top of my head, gosh, we've introduced free energy, guaranteed savings. We just talked about our new Texas Wholesale Club at Ambition, which is really exciting. The great mobile apps that we put out there, Power Zone, and all the features that we continuously add to it. We've had expansions that were unbelievably complex into Japan and later into Canada. We've had our Sunrun partnership. You know, we have the new Alexa announcement. There's just so much more, but all these are enabled by the technology that we've invested in from the very beginning. So right now, you know, we continue to work on future opportunities to expand, to innovate, differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. All these things will continue to give us a competitive edge over our competitors. And, you know, we just looking backwards over the years in the past, so many companies have tried to copy us and keep up with us in the marketplace, but to my knowledge, no one ever has, and we intend to keep it that way. So all in all, you're in the right place, the right time, with the right company selling the right products.
You know, it's incredible when a company grows as fast as Ambit has from, you know, $1 million, and when we were on the tail end of 2006, we launched $1.3 billion now. Typically, my observation over the years and different companies that I've been associated with, the IT systems are defensive. I mean, they're just trying to catch up to keep with that massive growth. And the thing that's impressed me about John and his team under your leadership is the fact that we're offensive. You know, we're in front of the wave, not behind the wave, and I think that's just a huge testament. And because of that, it's allowed us to grow as fast as we have. So I wanted to recognize that tonight on the call and thank you for that. But you know, Jerry, we could go on all night. We've got Chris coming up next, but in closing, just kind of give me your final thoughts on ambition and I just walked away from it just, you know, not needing my truck to drive back to the ranch. It was just, felt like kind of like a hot air balloon just floating over to Whitney, Texas. But why don't you give us some final thoughts on ambition and our future?
You know, way back at the very beginning, I was told that when we look back on our, you know, whole Ambit experience, what will bring us the most satisfactions are the stories that we hear about people whose lives have changed. And Chris and his team came up with a theme this year for Ambition, which is My Ambit Stories. And so we heard lots and lots of just beautiful stories of people whose lives have changed because they had been a part of Ambit. And that last day, the passion and the, you know, the proposal, there were so many things that took place on stage that just really gripped you, and you began to see just how important the Ambit community really is for everybody. We've always believed, and it came down to that first meeting Chris and I had together, that the most important differentiator between one company and the next is the quality of the people. And we know that no other energy retailer has a channel filled with as many great people as the people we have in our channel and in our company. No one else has a Chris Chambliss. No one else has a John Burke or Lori Rodriguez or any of our amazing people. And that's a huge competitive edge for Ambit and for each of you all out there tonight. When it comes to the Ambit community, you know, no matter how strong your why is, you will eventually need people who believe in you. You will one day have to turn to someone who's going to help boost your confidence, who encourages you and smiles with you. You need people who lift you up when you feel beaten down. And, you know, people like, you know, those who do these calls, who sacrifice their time and host and participate in Sunday evening calls. These are the people you find at Ambit. And it's everybody's Ambit community. And we encourage you to use it, take advantage of it, to give back to it, because that's what makes Ambit, Ambit. You know, you look on that path to success, and challenges are a law of nature on that path. And so is the requirement for persistence. None of you all out there have given up, and neither have we. So if you're on this call tonight to grow your businesses tomorrow, take action. Never give up. And the chapters yet to be written in our Ambit story and in your Ambit story as we all enter this age of power will prove that the best is yet to come.
Well, Jerry, I really appreciate you getting on the call tonight, taking time out of your busy schedule. We're all a little worn out. I know you are too, and the preparation for Ambition is overwhelming, and kudos to the team that put it all together. So really, really appreciate you getting on to the call, and hopefully we'll get you on again really soon.
Thanks, Brian, and thanks for all you do, and thanks for all everybody out there has done to, you know, make this another great year for Ambit.
You bet. Hey, next on the call, I want to bring up our Chief Marketing Officer, Chris Chambliss. Chris, are you on the call?
I'm here, Brian.
Hey, I appreciate you getting on the call as well. I know it's you and your team that the events people on your team that put Ambit on, and I know it, you know, the planning for Ambit, you take about a week off after take about a week off after this Ambition and literally start planning for next year's Ambition. And of course, registration went up for simulcast, so I want to encourage everybody on the call to get into their back office and go ahead and register for simulcast. But Chris, I've been to the first Ambition in 2007 at the Hyatt Lost Pines in Bastrop, Louisiana, and we've had it in Dallas ever since. But I truly believe that, in my personal opinion, this was the best Ambition that we've ever had. You know, we came off a little bit of a rough year relative to some of our other years that have just been, you know, unbelievable rocket ships of growth. We didn't grow quite as much this past year, but I believe that the announcements, which we'll go over later in this call, were just off the chart and exactly what we needed, and the trajectory of the company has just started that rocket ship again. And I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on from the marketing aspect, you know, what you've seen over the years. We've had some great announcements in the free energy, and you know, we went from 6 levels in the marketing plan to 7 levels in the marketing plan, and I could, you know, guarantee savings. We were first in the marketplace with that, and I could go on and on and on with some of the innovative things that we've done. But talk a little bit about, you know, on the marketing side of the house, if you will, you know, what you feel this is going to do, the announcements are going to do in a general sense, and, you know, where you see us going over this next year between this ambition and next ambition.
Well, first, Brian, thanks for having me on the call. I'm always happy to jump on here after our annual conference and just talk about the coming year. Jerry did a great job of covering a lot of that. I mean, I think what's been our advantage, and he said, you know, earlier on the call, it's the quality of our people. When you have great people, you're able to innovate. And so I think one of the things that we've been good at over the years is, you know, whatever our challenge is in the marketplace, we're able, with our team in Dallas, to come up with creative solutions to those challenges. And I think, you know, he ran through a list of those that we've come up with in the past. And I think this year we introduced a couple that are going to be, you know, really important. You know, one of the things that people don't understand about our business always is that, you know, you do lose customers. I mean, 7% of people move every year. And in a lot of cases, they, you know, forget to call their consultant and say, hey, I'm moving, and can you help me set up service in my new location? Or they move to a location where we can't provide service. So, you know, through no fault of anybody's, you just have leakage. And when you have 1.2 million customers, even 1 or 2% leakage every month is still, over a period of a year, that's a couple hundred thousand customers. So, or over 100,000 customers. So you think about that, you know, you've got to replace 8 or 10,000 customers a month just to stay where you're at, and then to grow, you've got to do more than that. And so, you know, I think one of the things that we want to do this year is make it easier for customers to renew. We obviously want them to call their consultant and ask for help if they need it. But if we can get an app on their phone or make it easy for them to do, we want to try to do that. And so I think this new app that's going to allow people to renew with a couple clicks on their phone is going to be big to help us grow our business for customers that we've already gotten. And I think some of the products that we rolled out are going to be, you know, invaluable to help us get new customers. You know, the marketplace is getting more competitive. It's changing. In the Northeast, there's been a lot of regulatory changes that we've had to kind of comply with that make it more challenging to create products that provide value for customers and at the same time make sense for Ambit. And so I think some of the ones that we introduced this weekend, like the GSP products that have guaranteed savings for 2 years and then require renewal, will be a big help up there too. So, we just have smart people. And when you have smart people, there's really nothing that you can encounter that you can't solve for. And I think that's been, you know, when I look back at Ambit, I agree with all the things that Jerry said, but I think what we've excelled at as a team, and it's through working too with our field leaders. You know, you and I and Ray and Steve and Philip, we all have conversations about what, you know, what's going on and what we need to be doing to fix it. And I think that collaboration among a group of people who have experience and are surrounded by, you know, other talented people, we just have been able to solve problems. And so that's what I'm most proud of. I mean, to grow a business like this, you can't just have a good idea and systems aren't enough. You have to always be thinking about the future, and you have to be thinking about what you can do to remain competitive and to provide an attractive opportunity for people that really can help them solve the problem that they're trying to solve in their life financially. And we've done that. We've been successful in doing it. What I'm most, you know, proud of, besides the innovation, is the fact that this works for people. You know, people don't get in our business, and then, you know, if you don't succeed in AMBIT, it's because you just didn't put the effort in. And I mean, as long as that's the, you know, the thing that defines success in AMBIT, we're doing a great job.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I think one of the exciting things that happened over this past year was, you know, we did our first international expansion into Japan, and, you know, where our markets in the U.S. provide us the opportunity to sign up around 75 million customers with that one move into Japan, because it's a nationwide deregulation, with the exception of Okinawa, as you know, 84 million consumers, and then came right behind that and went into Alberta, Canada, which we expanded the geographical territory to include all of Alberta, Canada, one of the announcements at Ambition. Talk a little bit about that. I know that you have, you know, moved to Japan, at least for the time being, to spearhead that expansion of the company. But talk a little bit about Japan, and then a little bit about Canada, and just internationally, where you see AMBIT going.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, to Jerry's point earlier, this transformation that's going on in power, in the power business and electricity markets, are going to, they're forcing, you know, the decision makers in all these countries or municipalities or states or what have you to rethink how they're going to react to it. And so that's the natural byproduct, I think, of those conversations ultimately have to include a consideration to deregulate. So one of the things that we're excited about is we've proven to ourselves internally that we can expand into new countries, that geographic limitations or geography is not a limitation for AMBIT, and language is not a limitation for AMBIT. And listen, the Japan expansion was a watershed moment for the company, not just because of the opportunity it provides for people over there and people here, but it proved that we had the technical expertise to do it. And I mean, when we told our friends at Shell that we were doing it, they were excited for us, but I think they were a little skeptical. I think they thought maybe they finally are going to bite off more than they can chew, and it's just gone really well. And again, it's because we have good people. We brought good people from the United States over there that are helping us, you know, run and manage the business. But we've hired great people there, and you know, part of the hiring process at AMBIT is, you know, nobody gets hired at AMBIT that hasn't met and interviewed four or five other people at different levels of management. So we have a pretty good idea of what we're looking for in people, and they have to be smart and they have to be flexible, because even though we're, you know, 12 years old now, we really run our business very similar to the way we did in the first year. We're just very entrepreneurial, and not everybody's cut out for that kind of pace and that kind of change and that kind of way of doing things. And so, you know, when you find people that can adapt to our culture, usually they turn out to be really talented people. So I'm excited about our capabilities that we have technically beyond the markets that we're in now, because it gives us the ability now to go focus on finding new, you know, markets that we can go into, because now we know we can do it. And Japan just happened to be a really incredible, large opportunity. So it was a great first one to try to tackle. And, you know, we wanted to have the advantage of being one of the first companies there to do it. And, you know, we're already now in our first year. July kind of officially was our first full 12 months of enrolling customers. We're already one of the top 15 fastest growing retailers in the country. And, you know, a couple of the other companies on that list are, you know, multi-billion dollar, you know, cell phone companies and incumbent gas companies. So people are already starting in Japan to know who we are. And so, you know, the thing that I said in my remarks on Saturday that I hope people didn't miss is, you know, yeah, we've had a pre-launch in Japan that happened, you know, last May, and we've had, or I guess the May before last, and we've been working to grow the business over there. And it seems like some people in the United States have kind of, well, I missed the pre-launch, or I participated in the pre-launch, but they haven't really considered, you know, every day in Japan, we're getting better and we're getting bigger, and more people are starting to hear about us, and our brand is being recognized and written about. And so, you know, you're constantly coming across people in your daily walk of life here in the United States that have connections to people in Japan or connections to people in Canada, whether that's through the oil and gas business or whatever other business they're in or the company they work for. And so I think there's an ongoing opportunity for people in the United States to really take advantage of that. And it just, you know, yes, it's far away geographically, but technology-wise, it's, you know, it's a click away. And so I think, you know, I want to encourage people to continue to think about that and going and building their business where they're at, but constantly be thinking about how they can find connections over there, because we're setting up and building and starting to now have, you know, regular business presentations and trainings that are done by our leaders in Japan in the Japanese language. So there's, you know, there's infrastructure that people can plug their contacts into that can help them be successful and help them grow their teams over there. So, and that really didn't exist in the beginning. It couldn't exist because we didn't have anybody in Japan that knew our business or could talk about it. So it was all, you know, people, U.S. people that were English speakers that were over there trying to, you know, explain it and have it translated. And so here a year later, we just have a much better, you know, system and support group in place. So I think that the opportunity for people in the United States to participate in the growth that's happening in Japan is just really starting.
Yeah, and I don't think that's too indifferent than what's going on in Canada as well. You know, as we initially launched Canada, you know, it was in a geographically a relatively small number of consumers. And, of course, we just announced the expansion here at Ambition. But why don't you talk a little bit about Canada as well?
Well, I mean, that announcement doubled, you know, the number of available customers to us, and it opened up the rest of the province. So I think, to your point, and we always, you know, do this, we try to be conservative in our approach to a new market. You know, you've heard Jerry say before, there's all the things that you know before you get there, and then there's all the things you learn after you're there. And it's never exactly like you think it's going to be, and so we try not to, you know, jump into a new market and spend all of our resources trying to expand immediately. We try to pick a market, learn how, you know, technically our systems integrate with the local providers there, you know, what we can expect from the marketplace, what our customers need, and listen to feedback from our consultants. And that's really been, you know, the expansion in Canada has been, you know, that same pattern of approach. And now that we feel comfortable that we understand the market, we understand how to provide value for customers there, how to support our consultants, you know, we've made the decision to expand into the rest of the province. And I think you're going to start to see that really explode now, because people have been kind of geographically isolated, you know, around Calgary. And now they're going to have, you know, the whole province to go work in. And I think that's going to, you're going to see that pay off in terms of just the growth that's going to come out of that market.
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting to go to Ambition and, you know, have 75 or so consultants that paid the price financially to fly all the way from Japan to come over. And same thing with Canada. You know, I don't know exactly how many, you know, 40 or 50 that came down from Canada. It's not quite as old a market for us. That, you know, just exciting to think about, you know, what the future may hold and when and if we begin to expand into other markets. Just the international flavor of Ambit has been birthed, and to me that's really, really exciting. You know, a lot of people on this call are, you know, nodding, you know, shaking their heads going, well, I don't know anybody in Canada, I don't know anybody in Japan, and, you know, I didn't know anybody in Japan either, but I found somebody in the United States that knew a whole bunch of people in Japan and has built a really, really nice organization over there. So it's not about who you know, it's about, you know, who somebody you may know, or maybe it's not somebody that you know, but it's somebody that they know, or maybe it's not somebody they know, but it might be somebody they know, but somewhere down in there, somebody, you know, was stationed in Japan for 20 years and has a whole bunch of friends, and all of a sudden, you know, to start to think about the opportunity to have an organization in a foreign country, and every time somebody turns on a light switch or a computer or watches TV or uses electricity in any way, in, you know, some real remote town in Japan or up in Canada, or, you know, a major city like Tokyo or Osaka, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, you're making money off of the usage of that electricity. And Ambit's doing all the work to convert the yen to dollars and automatically depositing into your checking account. So, you know, I encourage everybody that's on this call to work the who do you know, work locally, but think globally. And everybody you run into, you know, who do you know in Canada, Alberta, Canada, who do you know in the country of Japan? And it starts to get pretty exciting if you start to think about the fact that not only can you override customers in 16 states in the United States in the District of Columbia, but now in two different countries, and hopefully as time passes, opportunities open themselves up. Both the United States and the international markets will continue to expand. Chris, I really, really appreciate you getting on the call. Any last final thoughts or comments that might come to mind before we go over the announcements themselves?
Well, I mean, I just, you know, I agree with you. You think about, you know, 12 years ago in our first few meetings that we were having, we were really only in Dallas, and then we kind of started expanding into Houston and doing a little meeting or two around Austin, and, you know, now we're, you know, sitting in an arena and we're looking at people who flew over here from Japan and came down from Canada. And I never would have thought when we started this that any of those things were possible, you know, and now they're a reality. And so I think it's, you know, if you just base the future on the past, which is the only thing we have as a, you know, guide, I mean, I agree with Jerry, the best is yet to come. We've got the technology to expand where there are opportunities. We've got the expertise to be successful at that. And, you know, the best way for people to participate in that is to just grow a big team where they are. And so I hope that what we've given, you know, people at this ambition in terms of new products and, you know, solutions to some of these challenges that we have in some of these more competitive markets, that they take full advantage of that. And, you know, the promotions are going to help, you know, provide some incentives for that. But I'm I love our group. I'm with Jerry, agree 100%. You know, there's no company, and I said this in my remarks, there's nobody else in the United States that's done what we've done. And, I mean, we've done that together as a group, and we have great people. We have great people inside the company, and we have great people outside the company. And there's just nothing, there's no other company that has assembled that kind of talent. I mean, this is a special set of circumstances that is very, very rare, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And I'm, you know, appreciate all of you who are on the phone tonight that have helped contribute to that success. And, you know, the thing that will make Jerry and I the most pleased is that if this opportunity ultimately becomes one that provides financial freedom for you and your family, and we want to do everything that we can do to help you make that happen. But ultimately, you know, all we can do is provide the support and the platform for it. At the end of the day, you got to get up and you got to do the things that are required to make it happen. You got to go talk to people about the business. You got to go talk to people about being a customer. And, you know, our job is just to give you the tools that make that as easy as possible. And I feel like that, you know, this ambition, we've delivered the things that we need to deliver to help you make that happen. So I hope everyone will go out and take full advantage of it.
Well, I from the feedback that I'm getting and the text that I'm getting in as people are joining the organizations, I think that is going to happen in a big kind of way. And I thank you for getting on the call and look forward to getting you back on the call here in the next couple of months. And I know how busy you are because you're in Japan half the time and the United States half the time. I don't even know how you keep up with all that. But, again, really, really appreciate you getting on the call and everything that you guys are doing to make this, without a doubt, the best opportunity in America today.
Well, I appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for having me on the call. And thank all you guys for being on the call tonight, too. Go out there and make it happen.
You bet. Next, I want to move on to Mary and Richard Amato out of Frisco, Texas. national consultants, Thompson Leadership Award winners, along with a lot of other awards. Won't spend a whole lot of time on that, but Mary and Richard, are you guys on the call?
We are, Brian. Good to have you. Good to be on the call.
Well, we really appreciate y'all getting on the call. And, you know, what I'd like to do is I'd like to just take a minute. You know, we knew this was going to be a long call. We're usually, you know, 30 to 45 minutes, probably run a little bit over an hour tonight. But we do that every year, and I don't think people mind because of the importance of it. But I think it would be really remiss not to recognize our major award winners. You know, a lot of people in AMBIT put in a lot of hours, and the people that are the difference makers are the people that you know, go and bury themselves in the success of others, and theirs becomes a byproduct of it. And AMBIT's got some different awards for different recognition of different people. And if you guys real quickly would just run through the awards and you know, what they represent and who won the awards so we could recognize those people, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely. And it's very clear that the people that were selected this year were picked for very special reasons. The first one I want to bring up is the Thompson Leadership Award winners, which was executive consultants Tim and Sonia Devine. And if you don't know much about these awards, I would highly encourage you that you go look up what these awards mean so you can understand why these people are selected for these specific awards. But the Thompson Leadership Award is really given to the consultants that demonstrate the true core values of the company as it pertains to Jerry Thompson's dad, Mr. Thompson Sr., so and what he learned from him. The next award, which went to co-founders Impact Award, which was national consultant Frank Schmeling, which was an incredible award and achievement for him as well. The Ronnie Kirkland Perseverance Award went to executive consultants Greg and Beth Corsell. And our Crystal Sphere Award winner, which is also known as the Spider Monkey Award from time to time, it went to executive consultant Jay Emma. The Pace Setter Award went to executive consultant Alan Johnston. And the Horizon Award, which is a new award we started as of last year, went to executive consultants Ralph and Ann Nikosha. We also did get a new award this year that was brought to us by Sunrun, and it was presented by their corporate staff. And that went to senior consultants Liz and Terry Hull for producing the most sales in solar sales. Then we have the AMBIT Choice Award, which went to Ernie and Peggy Force, an amazing couple. We have a series of Pure Energy Award winners. I won't have time to go through them all, but they were all fantastic senior consultants and executive consultants. And I'd ask you to look them up. And if you know them, give them a shout out. If for some reason you missed it, they got those awards. One of the things that I thought was really impressive this year is it looked like we were running out of room on the stage as there were a bunch of new yellow jacket $1 million earners that were added to the list. And I want to bring those up real quick. So there were seven of them. We actually had a senior consultant, Abraham and Carrie Chavez. So for those of you that think that, oh, that's only available to executives and nationals, well, think again. Obviously, they started something really great, and it's turned into something pretty phenomenal for them. Executive consultant Beverly Hardwick got her yellow jacket. Executive consultant Josephine Ozuku. And then national consultant Sonia and Cesar Buffoni. National consultant Paul Jenkins. National consultant Matt LaPalme. And national consultant Ray and Suma Perez all got their yellow jackets. That's seven new people added to the Millionaire Club this year alone. I can only imagine what it's going to look like next year. We are going to need a bigger stage. And then a very special shout out to national consultants Sherry and Justin Title for being upgraded to their $5 million jacket. And then also, I just want to quickly mention those of you that were recognized and won the five-star trip, you're going to Nassau, Bahamas. What an incredible experience. If you don't know what the five-star is, as a senior consultant, you are eligible to participate in that contest. And then all executives and nationals are broken out in special categories to compete with people in their class. So those of you that are seniors, I would look to see where your points are on that list and get hustling, get moving, because it's going to be a great trip that they're taking to Costa Rica next.
Yeah, there's, I tell you, I wish we had not all night to really talk about the awards and the people that won the awards, but all well-deserved, you know. I can't tell you how well-placed and well-selected I think the award winners were this year. It's just absolutely incredible. And of course, the award that I think is most revered is the Thompson Leadership Award, again, named after Jerry Thompson Sr., you know, whose father started the Southland Corporation or 7-Eleven, and Jerry Thompson Sr.'s was the one that went to Florida and expanded 7-Eleven outside of Texas. And our CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., who y'all heard from tonight, was actually born in Florida as part of that expansion, is where his dad was. And just what a gentleman's gentleman, just so well respected and throughout the world, actually, but in the Dallas Fort Worth Metroplex. And you know, to be awarded that award as the consultants within AMBIT that have done the best job in giving of themselves regardless of whose organization, and exemplifies the leadership that Mr. Thompson did over the years in guiding the Southland Corporation and 7-Eleven is just outstanding. And Tim and Sonia were well deserving of that award. They've just done so much for so many people. So next, I'd like for you guys to talk about the announcements. You know, there were some announcements that just literally blew my mind. I think they're some of the most powerful financial announcements that the company has ever made, if not the most powerful promotional announcements, and the ability to go just make a ton of money over the next month or so. So why don't we go over the announcements next?
All right. Well, I'm super excited to go over the announcements. There are a ton of them. I think there's more announcements than I remember in past years, Brian. So I'm not going to go through all of them in detail. I'm just going to give you highlights. But I do highly, highly recommend you go into Power Zone and go through all those announcements with a fine-tooth comb so that you're clear about what that entails for you and for me. I know that I've been poring over them for a little while here. But we've got promotions, we've got new products, we've got market updates, market expansions, new tools. So there's just a lot of stuff, chock full of goodness, as Eric Johnston says. But for U.S. marketing consultants who enroll between September 1st and September 28th, they can earn up to double or triple bonuses just by gathering a handful of customers within 28 days. The great part about it is for ambition attendees, if you are sponsoring those new consultants in your organization, you get to earn up to triple or quadruple bonuses by helping them earn their bonuses. Canadian marketing consultants who enroll between September 1st and September 28th, they can earn up to double bonuses by gathering a handful of customers. Ambition attendees who help those Canadian consultants get started, they can earn up to triple bonuses just because they are Ambition attendees. And then all new Japan consultants who enroll between September 1st and September 28th can earn up to double bonuses when they gather a handful of customers within 28 days. And then there's a new payout method for upline consultants of Japan, brand new Japan consultants that you should check out. And then for Ambition attendees, they can earn up to triple bonuses for helping those new Japanese consultants get started. So a lot of money on the table just for helping new consultants get started between now and September 28th. Then we've got a new solar promotion that's going on. Sunrun will give homeowners in all Ambit Energy Sunrun markets $250 when they sign up for solar energy from September 1st to September 30th, which is a great incentive for people to get started and get signed up for solar. And then, like Chris talked about earlier, we've got a brand new market expansion. We're expanding in the province of Alberta, Canada. Starting October 30th, we're offering residential and small commercial services in the Fortis, Alberta electric area, the EPCOR electric area, and the NMAX electric area. So great new expansion that Chris said was going to double our potential customers in Canada. So we've also got a great expansion and upgrade to the Guaranteed Savings Plan. So starting September 5th, all markets that currently offer a 12-month Guaranteed Savings Plan will be upgraded to offer a 24-month GSP product, which is really, really great for our customers to be able to be locked in on that product for 24 months. NICOR market is going to actually start on September 13th, shortly thereafter. And then starting September 13th, the 24-month GSP plan will be available in Maine, New Hampshire, and Ohio for residential electric customers, which I know will be a complete game changer for the folks in those areas. So then we're also expanding Sunrun services into Illinois. So beginning Tuesday, September 4th, Sunrun's service will be expanding into Illinois, which is our 11th market to offer the Sunrun opportunity. So very exciting stuff. Then we've got some really great updated tools. We have updated the Jumpstart training video in AmbitU and PowerZone, so definitely go check that out. We've got new great tools so that we can offer that to our new consultants. We've also got a great updated consultant app called My Ambit Business. That app is available in the Apple App Store and in Google Play. What's really great about that app is you've got a personalized QR business card, and you've got sales tools that you can use wherever you go. So go around, go download that app, play around with it. It's a great new added tool for you to use as you're recruiting new consultants. And then we've got a updated customer app. It's called the My Ambit Mobile Customer App. That tool, Jerry talked about that earlier, and Chris talked about that earlier. It's going to allow Texas customers to manage their Ambit account on the go. It's also going to allow them to make a payment, sign up for automatic payments or e-billing. You're going to be able to view usage, plan info. They're going to be able to renew their plan, which is super exciting. But what I love about it is they can also schedule a call back from customer care, which is always a great added bonus for your customers. Then I'm super, super excited about our new Texas plan. It's the Ambit Wholesale Club. It's going to be launching in October. It's a wholesale, real-time energy prices without any kind of market. So that's just going to be available to our customers for a small fee. It's a 12-month term index plan, which is going to make us incredibly, incredibly competitive in the Texas market. I am way excited about that, almost so excited that I want to change my trip back to Japan and stay in Texas a little longer. So we've also got a great new app with Alexa, the Amazon Alexa, that's going to be super fun to get started. It's called the Consultant Skill. So Ambit consultants can link their consultant ID and PowerZone password through the Alexa app by enabling the Ambit Energy Consultant Skill. So you're going to be able to access the Consultant Skill by simply asking, Alexa, ask PowerZone, how do I promote to regional consultant? Alexa, ask PowerZone, what is the Ambit story? So a lot of things you'll be able to access through Alexa. You and your family are going to get super knowledgeable about the Ambit opportunity and your business. It's going to keep you apprised of, you know, different things that you're going to need to know. New consultants can find out when their Jumpstart bonus is expiring. Then Ambit's also revved it up, and we've got a new Alexa customer skill as well. So our customers are going to be able to link their customer accounts to Alexa, and they're going to be able to ask Alexa, ask the Spark, what's my balance? Alexa, ask the Spark, what are conservation tips? Alexa, ask the Spark, tell me about free energy. So it's going to be a great new tool that's going to be available for customers, and they can access the Spark from any Alexa-enabled device. So super excited about that. And then Ambit Cares, which is our a philanthropy arm with Ambit, which is really about feeding the homeless, has partnered with Feeding America. It's the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger through a network of food banks. And what's really great is Ambit Cares has donated more than $220,000 to Feeding America, which is an awesome philanthropy project that we can all get behind. And then also, registration for Simulcast 2019 is open. We're going to have two live locations, one in Houston, Texas, one in Hartford, Connecticut. And then also, as usual, you'll be able to stream live. I highly recommend going to watch parties. But Ambition attendees get a special discounted rate of $35 US. from now through Tuesday, September 4th. So I don't know about you, but I am already registered for that. I know I went through all these announcements super quickly, but go ahead and go into your power zone and download the flyers and go through them with a fine-tooth comb so you're clear about what all this means for you and your pocketbook. So back to you, Brian.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mary. It's exciting. I mean, the announcements just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And, you know, I look at all the new apps and, you know, both from a consultant and a customer perspective. And, you know, and at the same time, IT's running an organization that's doing millions of data transactions a day. And yet they innovated all this new stuff that is just going to be fantastic. You know, if you take one particular thing, you know, maybe not a huge dramatic difference in your business, but when you add the sum of all those different things together, just a huge impact. And you know, we're in a business of exponential growth, so something that can retain, you know, 1% more of our customers, you know, exponentially over time, that's just huge. And Ambit continues to make the financial investment to provide the tools and the opportunities for us to continue to just get better and better and better at what we're doing. I want to take a minute before we go on to our next speaker and just tell everybody that the next major event, certainly you want to go and register if you're Ambit Ambition attendee for Simulcast. Simulcast, I believe the date is January 12th, but it's that Saturday, that second Saturday of January of next year. But the next major event that we're going to have, which is a field-driven event that I've organized for years and years and years, and we did the first one in 2007, and we do two power trips a year. We do one in Texas in the spring, and then we do one up in the Northeast during the fall. And I encourage everybody to go to ambitpowertrip.com. Again, it's ambitpowertrip.com. That's the site that you can get all the information on the November power trip that's going to be in eastern Pennsylvania in the Scranton area. And what I can tell you is I believe that all the VIP tickets have already sold out. There's tickets available for the event. But as usual, I believe that it'll sell out as well. It's not going to sell out tonight or tomorrow night. But as people really start to get excited, new people start to come into the business, it starts to sell out, and we typically sell it out. I don't know how big the venue is, but I do think we have limited seating, which should cause that event to sell out. So again, go to ambitpowertrip.com, grab a ticket or two. You can always transfer the name on the ticket in the back office. Be glad to help you with that. You get instructions on how to do that. So if you feel like you're going to bring some people in between now and November and you want to make sure you have tickets for them, you can, again, go to ambitpowertrip.com and grab those tickets. Jerry Thompson will be there Friday night to do question and answer. And Chris told me that he was going to be in the United States that period of time, and he was going to try his dead level best to be there as well. So no promises on that, but my guess is that Chris will be there as well. Of course, you're going to have all the leaders, all the top income leaders there, and the training is about empowering you on how to go and build a very powerful Ambit Energy business. So ambitpowertrip.com. And thank you, Mary and Richard, for hopping on the call. And I want to go to Ray Monty next. Ray, are you on the call?
I'm here, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Ray, you know, Mary went over the announcements. You know, what I'd like for you to do is maybe put dollars and cents to it. You know, if I'm an RC and I go, you know, gather some customers, you know, what kind of money does that mean for me? SC, what kind of money does that mean? And, you know, the money that is going to pour out of this company into the bank accounts of consultants that take the positive thought of what happened at Ambition and move it into massive positive action and get some good business partners started in the business, it's going to be incredible. I mean, there are going to be people making tens of thousands of dollars a month just on the weekly bonuses. So tell us what show me the money, man.
Absolutely, Brian. First of all, thank you for having me on the call. Richard and Mary, great job. And, of course, Jerry and Chris. But congratulations to you. You're having a banner weekend with a new $40 million patch, and your LSU Tigers look pretty good here tonight. So congratulations. The money, you know, it's amazing because we talked earlier, and I start running through this, and I'm taking the calculator. I'm like, all right, this can't be right. And I'm going again and again and again. I'm looking at this. I'm like, these numbers are just ridiculous. So let's look at Texas Consulting. Who did not attend Ambition. When they get 6 customer points as an RC, it's $310. 6 customer points as an SC, it's $470. 6 customer points as an EC, it's $630. And then those same consultants, again, who did not attend Ambition, 8 customer points as an RC, $465. 8 customer points as an SC, $705. 8 customer points as an EC, $945. And then, Brian, I looked at the Texas consultants who did attend Ambition. And, you know, I was thinking about what Mary said about the early bird registration, how you save money by registering for simulcast. And then I look at the difference in the dollar signs of people who attend Ambition. And guys, it's 363 days, my friend, to Ambition 2019. So you've got to get on the Whatever It Takes program to get there. But in Texas, for individuals who did attend Ambition, those ones that go out there and gather 6 customer points as an RC, it's $465, SC $705, EC 6 customer points, $945. But Brian, listen to these numbers. As an RC who attended Ambition, who goes out there and sponsors a new business partner from now through September 28th, when they get 8 Texas customer points, that's $620. If you go out there as a brand new RC who attended Ambition and sponsor 3 people who do that in September, that's $1,860. As a senior consultant in Texas who attended Ambition, who gets 8 customer points, that's $940. Do that 3 times in September, $2,820. As an executive consultant in Texas who attended Ambition, who helps your new business partner get 8 Texas customer points, that's $1,260. You do that 3 times in the month of September, that's $3,780. And guys, for those of you that do not live in Texas, non-Texas consultants who did not attend Ambition, I'm going to go through them quick. RC, 7 customer points, $232.50. SC, 7 customer points, $352.50. EC, 7 customer points, $472.50. And those ones, when you get 9 customer points for those who did not attend Ambition, who are non-Texas consultants, as an RC, 9 customers, $330. As an SC, 9 customers, $470. As an EC, 9 customer points, $630. And then you look at the non-Texas consultants who attended Ambition. As an RC who helps your new business partner get 9 customer points, that's $465. You do that 3 times in September. And, you know, here's what I know. I know in Texas you guys have a little bit more difficult to gather customers. We'll be the first to admit that doesn't mean it can't get done. But with these new guaranteed saving plans in the Northeast, especially getting ready to start in Ohio, New Hampshire, and Maine, it's like Norbert said, who is kidding who? As a regional consultant who attended Ambition, you go out there and help your business partner get a website themselves and some people on the guaranteed savings for a total of 9 customer points. That's $465. You do that 3 times, that's $1,395 for the month. As a senior consultant, $705 per. Do that 3 times, that's $2,115. And for Jay and Teresa Sanborn and Tim and Sonia Devine, as an EC, when you help your new business partner get 9 customer points, that $945, or do that 3 times, that's $2,835. Brian, that's just ridiculous money right there. I think we got a little bit of excited people in Ambit Energy right now. Brian, did I lose you?
No, you didn't lose me. I started talking and didn't take my phone off of mute, so I apologize.
I thought you passed. I thought you passed out from those numbers.
Well, shock and awe, I think they called it when we took on Iraq or something. And, you know, those numbers are shock and awe numbers. But let me tell you what I think is really exciting. You know, I don't know if we have any people that are listening to this call that are not in Ambit Energy. We certainly have some that have just begun in Ambit Energy, but you know, think about this way. You know, you're wherever you are in Ambit Energy and you put on a new business partner. Let's talk about what's in it for that new business partner, that new consultant. You know, they don't get the attendee bonuses, but they have the ability to earn these bonuses as well. So what happens is that a new consultant, because there's so much money on the table between now and the end of September, they can get promoted in the marketing plan. So literally, if somebody is brand new in the business or gets involved in the business next day or two or next week or whatever, they've got plenty enough time. If they go to work, you know, right away and work hard, they've got plenty of time to use the promotion to get themselves promoted to regional or even actually senior. So, you know, I see, you know, when you bring somebody new into this business on these promotions, you know, they don't care if you're an EC and you're going to make, you know, $1,000 off of helping them gather a handful of customers. What they care about is what can I make? So make sure that you sit down with these new consultants that come into the business and show them the kind of money they could make by going and personally sponsoring six people in a short period of time, helping them gather customers with you, of course, helping in that process as well. They can go out and make thousands of dollars in their first couple of weeks in the business, and anything in and qualified for on Friday pays the next Friday. And if you've got it set up, it ACHs automatically into your checking account. I mean, the money here is the richest that I've ever seen it, keeping in mind that nobody gets any money, as you know, Ray, without getting customers. So you put somebody in the business, they don't get any customers, they don't make any money, you don't make any money, there's no money paid out. It's the acquisition of customers that triggers these bonuses. Well, when customers are acquired, guess what? They stay on the service, and that's how you start to build your residual income. You know, in the company pays me literally hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars a month in residual income because I went out and gathered a few consultants who gathered a few customers, and that get duplicated over and over and over again. And so the ability to get off to a fast start for your residual to kick in a couple of months down the road it's just incredible. I don't even have words for how exciting it is and what's going on here. What's the feedback you've been getting from people, Ray? I know you've probably been getting the same feedback I have, but, you know, tell me about some of the calls and what's going on out there.
Well, you're dead on, Brian. I got off the plane about 2:00 and had about a 3-hour drive back from the airport, and the phone has literally been nonstop. And yeah, I wanted to add, you're dead on, because it's you know, listen, it's great that everybody who went to Ambition, who's been promoted, is going to make money. But what struck me today in some of the conversations I had with some of my leaders, especially some of those ones that have been around for a while, when we had our big run in upstate New York and when things really took off up there, and you remember some of the meetings we did where we'd have a couple hundred people, the reason that happened is people would come into the business back in 2008, 2009. It was $429. It was $24.95 for the website. So initially $455. And what really got people so excited back then was the opportunity to go out there and turn on their website and get 8 customers and make their investment back. And people went to work to make their money back. And what you just touched on is so powerful, because now somebody comes in for $100, even if you're brand new, whether you went to Ambition or not, you know, the promotion for a brand new person, somebody comes in, they get their money back for 2 or 3 customers, depending on what state they're in. But if you look at this promotion, they're going to have the opportunity to double and triple just by gathering customers. And you're so right. You take the money that somebody's going to make by going to RC and SC, And in the good old days when this thing was running and really going, it was just to get their initial investment back, and we've so far surpassed that. The phone's been nonstop, Brian. I mean, it's just, it's nonstop. We did a conference call. We had our biggest conference call in web training of the year. There's a buzz, and there's the one thing that I really enjoyed tonight is we did a conference call in a web room. We combined them, and there was people that I have not seen nor heard from in months, and they, you know, kicking back a little bit, taking some time off for the summer, wants to see what Ambit does, and it's amazing at how many people that did not go to Ambition who just heard the announcements are all excited, and a lot of those people will not miss simulcast, I promise you that. So it's been, I mean, just tremendous. It's it is definitely fun to be an Ambit Energy. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, it's fun, and you know, it's just an exciting opportunity. You know, the ability to join a business that where you can profit off a public utility that's unconsciously purchased and habitually used, something that somebody's already using, so you're not having to try to convince them that it's with some lotion, potion, or pill that it's going to enhance their life in some kind of way, you know, and there's no product education, so you're not having to buy samples and get people onto the product and educate them about how the product works, you know. I mean, people have been flipping light switches and watching television and looking at computer screens for you know, most everybody's life. And, you know, bottom line is that our opportunity is different. It's not a product-based business. It's a service-based business. And to put this kind of money into the marketing plan is just, you know, the growth that's going to happen is going to occur for the ones that take advantage of it. You know, and so many times people come to a conference, they get all hyped up, they're excited, they go home, and then, you know, little Susie stubs her toe or breaks her foot, heaven forbid, and life gets in the way, and then all of a sudden, you know, the whole deal's passed them by. So I want to encourage everybody on the call tonight to take all the positive thought of what we've talked about tonight and move it into massive positive action, because all the positive thought in the world ain't going to make you a dime. It's only if you do something with that positive thought and that knowledge and put it into massive action that's going to make you some money. Hey, Mary and Richard, if you guys are still on and take yourselves off of mute or whatever, I'd like to get your feedback back on, you know, I know your phone's been ringing off the hook with the size of your organization as well, and kind of get some of your input as well if you're still with us.
We're here, Brian.
Hey.
Yeah, no, it's been a great day. We spent a lot of time with our leaders that stayed over, and, you know, everyone's excited. You know, they're all looking at how to stretch themselves and get a little bit uncomfortable and get themselves outside of a comfort zone and start stretching into some markets that they've not been doing. I think Walter Bonds had a pretty strong impact on really encouraging people to get thinking about how they're investing their time and their money. And then obviously you had some great comments that we can't talk about right now that I think got people kind of fired up and, you know, get present to how serious of an opportunity we have in front of us. And then Chris really just put that, I think, that spirit of urgency back into, it's like, listen, if you're comfortable right now, trick yourself into being uncomfortable. You know, one of the things that really stuck with me, and Frank's talked about it many times, Frank Schmeling, you know, Frank's known as being the first Ambit consultant. I know some people think that means someone has an advantage or something over somebody else, but, you know, he talks about being the first consultant. And I was sitting backstage and I was just wondering, it's like every consultant, when they join the business, they are their first consultant in their Ambit business. You know, when Bob Jones joins Ambit Energy and gets a C number, they are the first consultant in their Ambit business. It has nothing to do with anybody else. You know, there's no glass ceilings. We've seen people promote quicker than ever over the past year. We've seen, you know, sponsors bring somebody in and somebody in the downline out promotes them because they go to work, they see the vision, they've got a real solution to a problem they think that they have, and they use Ambit as that solution. And I think people are real present to, they need to get prepared before they need to get prepared. And, you know, we've all witnessed recessions, economic downturns since this company has started. And Ambit's always thrived in good times and in bad times, regardless of what the economy's doing. But I think that Ambit's really positioning itself right now for a very strong momentum, and we're going to set ourselves up for some very strong success when people really do recognize that they really do need a solution. And the beacons of light that are in the business right now, they're going to be who they're looking to. So all those Ambit stories, all those promotions, all those great success stories with income increases, those are going to be the people that are going to be able to make a greater difference in the future with this company.
You know, for me, Brian, I feel like every ambition has a pulse or a tone on its own, and I don't know why or how it gets created, but it seems like there's a very common thread throughout all the speakers and presenters and keynote speeches and leaders. And I felt like this year was really about just getting started, getting fresh, getting fired up, getting going again. And I was just talking to Richard probably on Friday night. I mean, I was supposed to go to take a nap between the Friday general session and the black tie event, and Walter Vaughn got me kind of jacked up. And I told him, I said, you know, I want to go back to where we were when we first started, where we were desperate to get paid every single week so we could make ends meet, so we could put food on the table, so we could pay our bills. And I felt like for me, I got a little lazy getting financially free. And now we've always worked and we've been consistent in work, but I wanted to have that hunger again. I wanted to be that sucker fish. I wanted to start fresh. I wanted to have new eyes and open up new eyes to our business and act like a brand new consultant again. I came out of Saturday seeing our business in a new light that I hadn't seen in a while. And I think that was the same for a lot of leaders. I think I saw a new spark in people's eyes that hadn't been there in a while. And yes, everyone's ever always been excited year after year, but there's just something distinctly different this year that I have not seen in a while. And for me, I can tell that I can feel that there's something really different. So I'm super excited about this year. I think it's going to be a banner year for a lot of people.
Excuse me. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, there are a lot of little subtle things that occurred at Ambition. One of those subtle things, of course, we don't have guaranteed savings in Texas. And for somebody that may be on the call that doesn't know about guaranteed savings, we have a product in the northeastern states where they're guaranteed to save money off of the incumbent provider. So because the pricing structure is different up there and the pricing can fluctuate from month to month, you know, at the end of the year we say, hey, if you would have been on Con Ed in New York City, here's how much you would have paid. You're on Ambit, here's how much you would have paid. And depending on the market, we give them a guaranteed savings. And if for some reason what they paid to Ambit is higher than what they would have paid to Con Ed, Ambit Energy sends them a check and trues up with them and gives them that guaranteed savings. Most of the time, the guaranteed savings is greater than, the actual savings is greater than what was guaranteed. But what happens after a year, and again, this is just for people that may be on the call for the first time, what happens after a year is that if they don't renew, and of course, it's a contract with the company, so we can't renew it for them, only they can renew it. If they don't renew, then they go to a month to month, and their rate typically goes up. So, Ray, it's a subtle thing, but I think it's an important thing, and I think it's a game changer. You know, I think it's one of the biggest announcements at Ambition. If you just talk about the change from, instead of a 1 year of guaranteed savings, a 2 year guaranteed savings. So in other words, they only have to renew the guaranteed savings after 24 months versus 12 months because you participate and have such a huge group up in the Northeast markets. Talk about that a little bit and the impact moving forward as you see it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Brian, just like you said, Mary, when you're talking, I'm sitting here nodding my head yes about that fire, and definitely something different, excited to get going again. So well said. You know, Brian, that's what got me so excited. You know, in this business, when you come in here, you're ignorance on fire, and all you want to do is go out there and get promoted and help other people promoting and build your team. And then as you start building a bigger organization, you become more a consultant support, customer service. And I'll be honest with you, that's the part of the business that absolutely drives drives me crazy. I am not a technical person. I hate getting bogged down with issues that I have to go back and fix, and it's just not who I am or the type of business I want to build. And so talking to Eric and Daryl the week before and talking about this promotion, and just so you know, I was told that that was Jerry Thompson's idea to go to the two-year plan. When they asked me what I thought about that, I just said, that's a game changer. And they said, why do you think that? I said, because I can go get a brand new person started here the first week of September, and I don't have to worry about any customers, any rollover rates, any new services, any new rates. I don't have to, all that becomes a non-factor. And so now we can go back to gathering loyal customers. And Brian, we're going back to old school Ronnie Kirkland, Brian McClure trainings 20 years ago, talking about mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, do me a favor. Absolutely nothing changes. You're guaranteed to save money. Just do me a favor and try the service. And the fact is, I don't have to worry about any of those customers till September of 2020. And with what I saw Texas is going to get for the easy way of renewing, I know they're going to implement that up here in the Northeast probably sometime the end of this year or next year. It just takes that issue away where there's no more customer complaints. There's no more worrying about rate changes and going and people going on different websites or ambit raising the rates. All of that stuff's just been removed from what we do. So now it's about going back and finding somebody who has a burning desire to change their life, help them become their own first customer, help them get a few friends and family to do them a favor and try the service, make their contact list and go out there and show them the plan. And so I'm excited. I feel like I agree with Mary. I feel like it's October 2007 again. I'm going to go out there and be a rootin' tootin' recruiting machine and go out there and pretend that I'm going out with Norbert Hennessy all over again. And I'm pumped up, man. This is, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, we all, those of us that have been in for a while, we know what an incredible run we've had with Ambit. I mean, there's just nothing that compares to the story of Ambit. And so, you know, you also know that things can't be that good forever and that things are going to change. And Brian, we've had some years, I would say bad, but just not what they were for a while. I mean, it couldn't be any better for a while. And so I just feel so lucky and so blessed and so honored to be a part of a company that's 12 years old now that has the leadership in place, the IT in place, John Burke in place, the field leadership, knowing what we know, listening to what Jerry talked about, California, Nevada, and Arizona, talking about being a $2 billion company with all the leadership that attended from Canada and Japan, knowing the knowledge that we all have that we're able to go on this run again. And so it's something pretty special, and I don't take it lightly. I look forward to getting my butt out of bed, or as you said, my ass out of bed and getting to work.
Well, I tell you what, I'm fired up as well, and I want to remind everybody as we wrap up the call, ambitpowertrip.com to register for the power trip in Scranton. Jerry and hopefully, I'm pretty sure Chris will be there. All the top leaders will be there. It's going to be a great training, expected to sell out. And then simulcast in Hartford and Houston. And Ray, one last point is you asked me to come up to Hartford, and as long as corporate's okay with that, because I'm sure I'll be speaking, I'm gonna do that. In fact, I registered for simulcast already in Hartford, so I'm gonna join the Hartford team. And but you know, Alan Johnston and Marion Richard and some of these fellow Texans of mine, you know, think that they're going to build more people in Houston, Texas than the Northeast can build in Hartford, Connecticut. And I just wanted to get your final thoughts on that.
You know, I love all those people that you just said, and I want Ambit to thrive, so I'd be thrilled if they go out there and they get close to where we are, Brian. But you know what's going to happen up here in Hartford. Got Tim and Missy and Jim and Kim and Kirk and all this leadership getting ready to come together up here in the Northeast in a big way. Everybody's focused. And so, listen, I hope everybody sells it out. I know we've got room for 2,200 in Hartford. That's what we're going to hold. And I got to believe, based on how many people are down in Dallas who came back fired up, you possibly coming, hearing that Chris might possibly come, we're going to sell that thing out. And one of the things that we decided to do, because one of the challenges that Ambit has had here in the Northeast and we have had is, you know, there's so many watch parties. And listen, we get it. We understand the watch parties. It's important to get your team together to have fun. But we also need to support the big events. There's two big events every year. There's Dallas, which everybody did a great job getting down there, and then there's a simulcast. And you've got Houston and Hartford, and you know, we're going to make sure that everybody in here in the Northeast knows watch parties are great, but being in Hartford with Brian and potentially Chris is going to be a whole lot bigger, and you want to get around the leadership. So, Brian, we are doing a simulcast weekend, and we're working on the details right now, but what it's looking like is a lunch for ECs and SCs and above, followed by the simulcast, and an after-hour dinner and party for everybody who's in attendance, and possibly a leadership breakfast with yourself the day after, the Sunday morning afterwards, before everybody heads back to their hometowns to spend an hour and talk about what we just got from Ambit and how to take advantage of it. So I'm going to highly recommend for all the leaders that are on the Northeast here. Listen, I appreciate home watch parties. I think they're great, but I think with the momentum that you've got right now, and Brian, I'm going to use you as an example. Would you rather watch Game 7 of the World Series in L.A. watching the Dodgers and the Astros, or would you rather be at home in Pecan Bluff with a group of people? And you know the answer there, my friend. And so there's just nothing that can replace that excitement and enthusiasm. So we look forward to kicking Houston's ass in Hartford and seeing everybody out there on January 12th. Go register.
Hey, I tell you, hey, Brian,
it's Richard. I just want Ray to understand that we really do appreciate all the smack talk. But, you know, here in Texas, we don't say a lot. We just do it.
Hey, we'll see, Richard.
Hey, this is going to be interesting. I know coaches up there and Tyler going, yeah, we're going to see all right.
Yeah, executive consultant Coach Johnson saying that.
Okay. I think we better call it a night before.
He knows I love him.
Oh, man, what a great call. I tell you again, I want to thank Jerry and Chris for hopping on. Everybody's exhausted. I mean, it's just been a great few days at Ambition, and appreciate Mary and Richard, you guys getting on, and Ray getting on as well. And as always, Bear Gordon hosting the call. Just want to say one last thing before we close out the call. I've organized this call for 12 years now, and as I start to slow down, a lot of people at Ambition came up to me and said, I hear you're retiring. I'm really not retiring. I'm just slowing down, enjoy some of the fruits of the labor. But the organization of this call is going to be taken over by Mary and Richard. You're not going to really see any big change in it, except they're going to be a little bit more organized about getting the speakers lined up a little further ahead of time than I have. And I'll still be getting on the call, and nothing's really going to change. But I just wanted to, while we had so many people on the call, you know, thank you, Mary and Richard, for taking on the responsibility of this call that's gone on now for 12 years. And for Bear, you hosting the call, I tell you, it's been an incredible run for everybody. And like I said, no real changes, just the organizational back side of it's going to change a little bit. So with that, Bear, if you would, you open it back up, let everybody say goodnight. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, but I got to tell you, Texas is going to rise to the occasion, fellas. You throw it on a gauntlet, we're up for that challenge.
Just do it, brother.
That's right, Bear. Do it.
All right, here we go.